Wasn't it Karen Carpenter that died of
Yes.
anorexia? And there are have been a lot of notable people that have. And the reason we mention that is because there was an article in the October New York Times by Ronnie Rabin that talked about how bringing in family to combat anorexia has been proven to be a highly
It's an effective treatment.
effective way of doing it.
And it makes sense, Dennis.
The example given is a 13-year-old who was anorexic, and the trials and tribulations that the family had in just trying to get her to eat food. And
She's identifying here with this article that transition of eating. The example being the bagel with the cream cheese down to the
they were
half the
negotiating.
bagel, yeah, half
Yeah.
the bagel, then the bagel without the cream cheese, and smaller portions.
And there was a doctor, LaGrange, Daniel LaGrange, who was quoted as saying it's an anorexic debate and it's not really helpful.
Now he steps in to actually advise the parents, according to this, stating it's mom and dad, it's your decision what she eats. You have to make the choices for her because the anorexia does not allow her to think clearly.
Right.
So.
And he's a proponent of not the traditional treatment for anorexia, where the patient sees a therapist one-on-one. What he is practicing is a kind of family-based treatment that encourages parents to play a pivotal role in restoring their child's weight while trying to avoid hospitalization.
And it's a demanding program. For the first 2 weeks of treatment, at least one parent must be available around the clock to supervise meals and snacks and monitor children in between meals to make sure that they don't burn off calories with excessive exercise. That is going to be a very diligent project.
It certainly can be. Now, Dr. LaGrange is with the University of Chicago, but the process is called the Maudsley Method, which started in London and it was developed.
At the Maudsley Hospital.
The study published this month in the Archives of General Psychiatry is one of just a handful of clinical trials that have evaluated treatment for anorexia in adolescents. They did a study 12 months after the treatment had ended.
49% of those who had been in family therapy were in full remission, more than double the 23% of those who had been in individual therapy. That's really
It
encouraging
really is.
statistics.
And among patients who were in remission at the end of the treatment itself, only 10% of the family therapy groups had relapsed a year later, compared with 40% of those who had individual therapy. I mean, that speaks volume.
And Mrs. Ranelli was stating that had given her the tools to say, you're going to sit down and eat this, and I will be there for you and to help you through this. So maybe curtailing this earlier, maybe this will stop it earlier and hopefully not have the lingering damage that can sometimes happen that goes on for years.
Well, what was interesting is this requires that, as you said earlier, both parents have to be on board with this and be very attentive, and they have to be on the same page. And it can't be one that is the disciplinarian and the other say, well, let her slip a day and just let up a little bit. It's got to be a consistent message, and it's got to be a consistent process.
And certainly with that coordination with the parents, because it's a difficult time. It's anorexia is difficult, but the age that it tends to strike is also difficult.
Well, here's something that I didn't know. It was perceived this way. Unlike traditional approaches, the Maudsley Method says we don't think the parents are to blame for the problem. We think they're part of the solution and should be center stage. Their job is to become supportive and consistent. I would think that it was more peer pressure. It's certainly not, I wouldn't have pointed to the parents as being the problem, cause of the problem.
I think I'm taking it further out, Dennis, to our magazine covers.
Oh, it's
Yeah,
everywhere.
it
It's
really is. And in
everywhere.
particular, young women are so obviously much more susceptible than the young men of the same age.
There is a book that was written by Harriet Brown. It is entitled The Brave Girl Eating: A Family Struggle with Anorexia. This is a story of Mrs. Brown's own family struggle with her daughter's condition. And while her daughter was in adolescent-focused therapy, she said the therapist told her that parents should not be the food police and that therapy had to get to the root causes of the problem before her daughter could resume eating. She says it doesn't work that way.
You need the physical recovery first and then the cognitive recovery.
The
The
patient
patient.
is racked with guilt, anxiety, feelings that she's fat and loathsome if she eats, and it was our job to be louder and drown out those voices in her head.
Wow.